We're going through these crucial years as the war is coming to its long end. And at the beginning of this book, so much of the energy in FDR's war effort is making sure that Winston Churchill doesn't undermine Operation Overlord in favor of a Mediterranean campaign. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're approaching now the 75th anniversary of D-Day, Operation Overlord. Mm-hmm. And I have a very personal connection with that, too. My father landed at D-Day. And,
right.
As a child, my father took us four sons to camp in Brittany, in Normandy, before I was 10 years old. I mean, it's sort of impregnated on my mind.
Of course. And,
you know, I'm very aware that I'm also read and study German. I'm very aware of the German side of World War II. And so it's something we should always remember, that Adolf Hitler told his generals before D-Day that this battle, of all the battles, including Stalingrad, this was the battle that would decide World War II. Those were his words. Mm-hmm. This will decide the war. And therefore, in a sense, the greatest crisis of World War II was the fact that of the two Western democratic leaders, Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, one of them, Winston Churchill, basically was refusing to go ahead with D-Day all through 1943. And in my second volume, I subtitled it FDR's Battle with Churchill 1943, mm-hmm. because twice Winston Churchill came to the United States to argue against D-Day. He was afraid of the English Channel running with blood.
Yes.
And he even went behind Roosevelt's back and addressed U.S. senators and congressmen, telling them that under no circumstances should D-Day be undertaken. It would be too dangerous, it would involve too many casualties, and he would much prefer to keep things in the south of Europe, in the Mediterranean, and to, if they were going to do an offensive, it should be in the Balkans, mm-hmm. in the Dardanelles, in the Black Sea. Go for Rome. Go for Vienna.
Rhodes. Rome.
But not cross the channel. After all, the truth is, nobody had been able to launch an invasion across that channel for almost 1,000 years, mm-hmm. since William the Conqueror. Certainly Napoleon didn't dare do it, and nor did Adolf Hitler in 1940. So in a sense, Churchill had every right to be fearful. But, you know, I've never really bought that notion that Churchill was afraid of the casualties, because Churchill was a tremendous character. He was a warrior, had been since he was, you know, went to military college. He wasn't afraid as a man. I think it was just that he was so British. And he saw the Mediterranean in the context of the lifeline to India. He mm-hmm. could never surrender the notion of India as a British colony,
of
basically.
Of course, the empire.
And so he just hated the idea of taking that gamble when he himself thought that the Mediterranean was the place to stay. And he couldn't understand that crossing the English Channel, D-Day, would be the absolute definitive defining battle of World War II. And that's the greatness, I think, of FDR, which not everybody understands. The greatness mm-hmm. of FDR is that he understood from the beginning, from 1941, from the time of Pearl Harbor, that only by crossing the channel, only by launching an invasion that would take the Allies to Berlin, could the Wehrmacht be defeated. It was a modern army. It was ideologically inspired by this Nazi leader, the Führer. And sort of messing around in the Mediterranean was not going to win the war. And meanwhile, millions of Jews were being killed.
Right.
Even in 1944 in Hungary. I mean, it was... that's the great tragedy, obviously, of World War II, and it is to FDR's credit that he absolutely insisted that those landings be undertaken as the British had promised. And so at the beginning of the book, when he travels on his battleship to North Africa, to Egypt, to the pyramids to meet with Winston Churchill, he knows, he's heard from his people, that Winston Churchill is going to have a showdown. He's going to refuse to carry out D-Day. He would rather smash the Grand Alliance, mm-hmm. the coalition alliance that had taken the Allies from Pearl Harbor through all these victories. He would rather have smashed that alliance than carry out D-Day. And so I think it's in one of these extraordinary unwritten stories of World War II, just how FDR managed to persuade him to back off and to support, because the D-Day couldn't have been carried out without the British and the Canadians.
Of course.